screen bans, a Padres blowout, and a housing policy reality check. San Diego Unified's new classroom technology restrictions take effect August 10th, the first day of the 2026-27 school year, covering more than 100,000 students. District-issued Chromebooks will no longer provide access to YouTube, other video streaming platforms, or non-instructional gaming apps. Computer carts will be removed entirely from transitional kindergarten classrooms, with exceptions only for students with documented accommodation needs. The policy passed the school board 5-0 in early August. Board Trustee Shanna Hazan confirmed a committee of teachers and school leaders will convene this month to shape further phases, with a decision on permanent 2027-28 policy expected by May. A January early assessment and May annual review are built into the timeline as correction points. The Padres dropped Wednesday night's game to the Arizona Diamondbacks 10-4, with Arizona's Mitch Bratt striking out 9 over 7 innings and Ildemaro Vargas driving in 4 runs. That result followed a strong 9-4 Padres victory Tuesday, when Manny Machado drove in 4 runs and Randy Vasquez threw 6 scoreless innings. The series is split heading into Thursday night's finale, where Walker Buehler, 6-5 with a 5.18 ERA, faces Arizona's Cole Drake. Trade deadline acquisitions Casey Mize and Gage Workman from Detroit, Robbie Ray from the Giants, and Hunter Stratton from Pittsburgh are all targeted at a pitching staff that has been the team's most inconsistent element this season. A recurring audit of the show's own assumptions this week targets San Diego's affordable housing policy narrative. The City Council's $500 million Affordable Housing Trust Fund, projected to add 12,000 units over a decade through density bonuses near transit, combined with the SB 79 Transit Density Ordinance, now enabling 5- and 6-story zoning in North Park, Bay Park, Mission Valley, and Claremont, plus the newly launched $8.5 million Preservation Fund, represents the most comprehensive policy architecture the city has assembled. The projections rest on the assumption that new transit-adjacent density will produce housing affordable to San Diego's working class, teachers, nurses, service workers, city employees. The challenge to that assumption is the same Axios finding covered in the housing segment. Los Angeles buyers, arriving with higher incomes and larger equity stakes, are already outcompeting local earners. New market rate construction near transit could accelerate that displacement dynamic rather than counteract it. The Preservation Fund targets the problem differently, holding existing affordable stock in place rather than generating new supply. But $8.5 million offers a thin defense against a market where a single affordable building recently sold for $12.5 million. The concrete indicator to watch: whether units produced or preserved by these programs are actually renting or selling to households earning 80% or below of area median income. The San Diego Planning Department's annual housing progress reports, which contain income level breakdowns, are the document that will ultimately provide or deny the receipts.